Good afternoon. Upper-level energy responsible for this morning's showers continues to pivot through the region. We will, as a result, continue with mostly cloudy skies and still the risk of a few showers for the afternoon hours today, although there could be some brighter spots or even some breaks of sunshine. The locations that see more breaks will see temperatures up near the 70-degree mark, while the rest of us will mainly stay in the 60s for afternoon highs. The energy will finally pivot through and out of the region tonight, and skies will gradually clear out, leading to areas of fog developing and overnight lows in the 50s. High pressure building in from the north and west will finally settle in tomorrow, and that will bring us a return to mostly sunny skies. Humidity levels will be low, and temperatures will be milder, reaching into the upper 70s. By this point, we'll watch a front track through the Great Lakes and in our direction. On Thursday, as this front approaches, we run the risk at scattered showers and thunderstorms with highs near 80. A wave of low pressure along the front will move through on Friday, and this will keep skies mostly cloudy with a good chance of showers and thunderstorms and highs in the upper 70s. After this low pressure wave clears the region, it looks good for the upcoming weekend. We'll have plenty of sunshine on Saturday and a mix of sun and clouds on Sunday with highs in the lower 80s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has outlined an area of an enhanced risk of severe thunderstorms from a portion of eastern South Dakota into western Minnesota. Rich, low-level moisture will advect northward with dew points in the 60s, contributing to moderate to strong instability in this region. With effective bulk shear becoming sufficient for organized storms, including both multicells and a few supercells, damaging winds and large hail will be the primary threats. Additional storms will likely develop near a warm front across central Minnesota, and a small window may exist for a couple of tornadoes within the axis of richer low-level moisture near this front. And a strong push of monsoonal moisture will continue to move northward into the southwest over the next few days. This will create an environment supportive of flash flooding across Nevada, most of southern Utah, and western Colorado. Flash flood watches have been issued in these areas. Finally, no fewer than 6 tropical cyclones are lined up across the North Pacific from coastal Mexico to the Far East. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, mostly cloudy, lower 70s. Boston, cloudy with a few showers in the upper 60s. And in Buffalo, cloudy with drizzle and highs in the lower 70s. The average high temperature in Albany today, 83 degrees. The average low, 62. The record high, 97, set in 1963, and the record low, 46, in 1953. Sunrise this morning was at 5:40 a.m. Sunset this evening, 8:23 p.m., 14 hours and 43 minutes of daylight, a loss of 1 minute from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Cloudy and cool with scattered showers today and highs in the lower 60s. Clearing tonight, areas of fog with lows in the lower 50s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly cloudy and cool with scattered showers today and highs in the upper 60s to around 70. Clearing tonight with lows in the mid to upper 50s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks. Mostly cloudy and cool with scattered showers today and highs in the lower to mid-60s. Gradual clearing tonight with areas of fog and lows in the lower to mid-50s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, mostly cloudy and cool today with scattered showers and highs in the mid-60s. Clearing tonight with areas of fog and lows in the mid-50s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Mostly cloudy and cool with scattered showers today and highs in the mid to upper 60s. Gradual clearing tonight, also areas of fog with lows in the mid to upper 50s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly sunny skies, milder and comfortable upper 70s. A mix of sun and cloud, scattered showers and storms near 80 on Thursday. Mostly cloudy with scattered showers and storms on Friday in the upper 70s. Mostly sunny near 80 Saturday. Lower 80s with a mix of sun and clouds for Sunday and Monday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Kiana.